sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, doing fabulous producing. Matt Catrillo is in the newsroom, and we've had some great interviews this morning, and now we got another one lined up right now. On the news line with us now, Arno Vosk is on the line now. We've heard about him. He's been in our region speaking to the local ACLU chapter and the local progressives group. He's an ACLU Pennsylvania board member, a retired physician, and active in Healthcare for All PA, which is a group of individuals advocating for healthcare for everybody in Pennsylvania. And we invited him to call in because of the Medicare for All discussion that's been revived by Democratic candidates and other individuals. So, Arno, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Well, this really relies on a real call for expertise, because we hear the phrase Medicare for All pop up from individuals. So what does that phrase mean to you, and how might that work?
Well, the reason why it's confusing to a lot of people is that there is no one exact definition of Medicare for All. What there are several different bills that are aiming to provide health care, universal health care, for all people in America. Or there's also a state bill which is aiming to provide universal health care for everyone in Pennsylvania. And in each case, the provisions of the bills are a little bit different, but the objective is basically the same.
All right. So, what is that objective, and how might let's look at the state legislature's bill? Maybe if it'd be easier if we just focus on that rather than talk about this huge topic. The state legislature's bill. Tell us about that.
Well, the state legislature's bill is House Bill 1688. It's currently before the state legislature, and this implements something called the Pennsylvania Health Care Plan. The plan is paid for by taxes. Everyone who pays income tax in Pennsylvania is a member of the plan, and there is a 3% surcharge on everyone's income tax, plus a 10% payroll tax for employers in Pennsylvania. This covers basically everything medical. We're talking about doctors and hospital fees. We're talking about emergency fees, drugs, everything from physical therapy to eyeglasses to hearing aids to long-term care. All of this is covered 100% with no deductibles and no copays. So, in other words, although you're going to be paying 3% more on your income tax if this bill is passed, that's basically all you're going to pay for health care every year.
Is Pennsylvania income tax something that everyone pays? If you earn a dollar and that's your only dollar all year, you pay, you know, it used to be 2%, whatever the percent is now. Is that graduated much like the federal income tax is?
Well, I don't think the Pennsylvania income tax is graduated. I think everybody pays the same percentage. Federal income tax is supposed to be based on income. If you have less income, you pay a smaller percentage. And if you have more income, you pay more percentage. That's a big controversial measure right now in Congress, what the highest bracket should be paying.
All right, so yeah, that hasn't been resolved at all. All right, but in Pennsylvania, okay, so everybody's paying the same. This 3% surcharge on your income tax, or an additional 3% Pennsylvania income tax, would be one way to add that up. Does that have any chance of passing in Harrisburg? I mean, the Republicans, I mean, they won't even let us converse about legalized cannabis. So I imagine this is another conversation they don't wish to have.
Honestly, you're right. It is an uphill struggle, but the interesting thing is that there are actually quite a few Republicans that are coming on board. The president of the organization that is promoting this bill, Healthcare for All PA, was a former Republican state legislator, Dave Stile, and he made the point with many local businessmen, business people, that this bill was actually to their benefit. Because, for example, a lot of businesses pay, it's not uncommon for them to pay 15% of their payroll for health care, and this will reduce that to 10%, and that's all they'll pay. In addition, this, for employers, would involve a savings in things like liability insurance, auto insurance. Auto insurance no longer has to cover medical expenses because everybody's medical expenses are covered. And likewise, liability doesn't have to cover medical expenses either because those expenses are covered under the bill.
Right, so you might need some punitive liability coverage, but you wouldn't need it for medical coverage, and that would pop up. And is there a way that this debate could take place more broadly? Again, it'd be hard to even hear the debate, but is there some way that we're actually going to hear this either in committee or on the full House floor, get some open discussion?
The sponsor of the legislation is Representative Pam DeLisio, Bucks County, and she is working pretty hard to get this heard in committee. It was actually heard in committee in the Senate Insurance Committee in 2009, but didn't make it out of that committee. Representative DeLisio is trying to get it heard in the House committee.
All right, so hopefully that'll take place. Okay, and somebody may say, well, geez, or actually somebody will say, this is socialism. If we give everybody health care and don't charge them for it, well, that's socialism. And what's your reaction when you start to hear that remark?
Well, it doesn't really matter what you call it. It depends on whether you think that all people are entitled to medical care and whether that's really a basic right and something that government should provide for people. If you call it socialism, that's your choice. But really, right now, America, the United States, is behind almost every other industrial country in the world in terms of providing health care for its people.
Are there any other states where this has been adopted?
The Vermont state legislature actually passed a universal health care bill a couple of years ago, but the governor refused to implement it. But there are other states where bills like Pennsylvania's are being brought up, although it's never been passed yet. Hawaii has a governor who is in favor of universal health care, so we may see some movement in that state.
We have a national conversation about health care that's underway. This would make that conversation moot for Pennsylvanians, correct?
Well, it would. There was, for a long time, a bill in the House, H.R. 676, which was sponsored by Representative John Conyers. Now, that bill has not been, since Representative Conyers is no longer in Congress, that bill hasn't been put up lately, but a representative from Washington, Pramila Jayapal, is planning to reintroduce a version of that. We haven't yet seen the exact text of her bill.
All right, so we'll wait till that comes out then. U.S. congressional candidate Mark Friedenberg on the Democratic side now. To be clear, his conference committee hasn't yet nominated him, but to the best of my knowledge, he's be the only Democrat who's contacted us and said he's running in the 12th district. I wouldn't say it's impossible. No one else is. But in any event, he's used that phrase, Medicare for all. Are you familiar with what he's advocating if he gets to the U.S. Congress?
I don't know if Mark Friedenberg is advocating any particular bill, but he is committed to universal health care, to Medicare for all.
All right, so he's interested in that. All right, well, how can I get more credible information, not just partisan arguments, but credible information at the Healthcare for All PA location on Facebook? I was able to find that, and there's a national Healthcare for All group. Are those good places to start?
There are several websites. Healthcare for All PA has its own website, and it's Healthcare for All 4 with a number 4. allpa.org. It is obviously it's in favor of the legislation, but it has a link to the state legislature where you can actually read the bill. One of the things about this bill is that it's almost stupidly simple. The Affordable Care Act runs to something like 900 pages, and the rules and regulations for it are thousands more pages. This bill is I'm looking at it right now, is about 35 pages long and takes about 20 minutes to read. So anyone can read it and come to their own conclusions about whether they agree with what it's providing.
All right, well, to be continued. We have a live telephone talk show later this morning. We'll have to bring this up and see if that prompts a discussion and more studying of these kinds of bills. Thank you so much, Mr. Vosk. Dr. Vosk, we very much appreciate you checking in this morning and giving us some insights on these topics.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Mark, and it's been a pleasure.
I do appreciate that. Dr. Arno Vosk is an ACLU of Pennsylvania board member, a retired physician, and active in the group Healthcare for All PA. And as he mentioned, it's healthcare, which is now one word, healthcare, the numeral 4, capital A-L-L, capital P-A, dot org. You can find out more about Healthcare for All, one plan that's being talked about in Pennsylvania.